said brachas. Got a brachas of Torah. You're allowed to say even before Amud HaShachar. I don't know. It's probably not Amud HaShachar yet. But okay, let's begin again. I apologize in advance. We're not going to be able to spend as much time on this daf. I guess every day we could say every daf you can spend more than 50 minutes. But today we're not going to be able to even spend that. But as much as we can discuss, we will try. And then we'll daven slichas or say slichas. Okay, says the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Mabes. Knows the Tafshel Tocha Bor Bishvil Shei Shamur. A person is allowed to put a pot into a pit so that it will be guarded in the pit. We'll have to see what the potential problem is. V'samayim Hayafim Barum Bishvil Shei Tzananu. And you're allowed to put a cup of good water, Mayim Yafim, in bad water so that it stays cool. If a big pit of cold water, so you'll have to put a good clean water in it so that it keeps cool. Again, we'll have to see what the problem is. And you'll have to put cold water in the sun so that it gets warm. As we saw in the third parak, cooking in the chama itself is mutter. Told us chama, we mentioned, is asumi d'rabbanan. If somebody's clothing got wet on the way, Rashi says it fell in. Nafum l'mayim b'Shabbos. They fell into the water on Shabbos. Mahalak b'nevein achoshesh. You could keep going. You could keep walking with them, though your clothing is wet, and you don't have to be worried that people are going to think that you wash your clothes on Shabbos. So you can just keep walking, and you're wearing them, so it's you don't have to worry about anything. Right? It comes up. Let's say if it's soaked from the rain. But once you come to a chatzer outside the city, where Rashi explains that it's a makam shamur, you're a place where you'd be able to take them off. Then you could take them off, and you should take them off, and you can let them dry in the sun. But not kedega da'am, because as we'll see in the Gemara, people might think that if you put it in a place where people think that you wash them on Shabbos, that is an issur d'rabbanan of maris ayin. It does say shotcha b'chama. One is not allowed to hang any of their, besides the issur d'rabbanan, which we're going to talk about, of, you know, people hanging it in a place where people might think that you washed it, one has to make sure that you don't put it in a place where it might get cooked. For example, sometimes we come in from outside, and let's say it was snowing, and we have gloves, we're going to put the gloves on the radiator in order to warm them up by the time we leave. So that's a big problem. One has to make sure not to do that, because then you're cooking the water inside the gloves. So you can't put it next to any heat source. But in the sun, is okay. But that's regarding even a Daraisa issue. But within the realm of Durabanan, people might think that you washed it, so that's what you have to be careful of, where you hang it, which we'll talk about more in a minute. Hotsah is not an issue. Where would Hotsah? Oh, so here I guess it's not talking about where it's so much on it. And maybe I'm not sure if there's an issue of Hotsah here. It's coming to the Chatzar Achitzona. I guess you're outside the city. I guess you're outside the city. So you're right. You have to get out of the Hotsah problems. The Gemara says Pshita. So what's going back to the first line? It's Pasha. What are you putting a pot inside a pit? Of course you can put a pot inside a pit. What's the potential problem? You might think that you're not allowed to put it on the bottom because you can put it on the bottom. You're going to want to smooth out the bottom in order for it to be even and stable. And you have to be Mashvi Gumos. Fill in the holes, and that's an Gzeira Drabbanan of Choresh, Kamash Malan. We're not worried about that by just putting down a pot. That's also obvious. Safe at Srichala. You're right. That line is obvious, but the Chiddush is the next line. The cold water in the sun. Hanami Pshita. That we also know, that cooking in the sun is mutter. No, you might have thought that if you're allowed to cook in the sun, then you might also come to cook in remetz, which is hot charcoal, just like you're allowed to put it in. It's not, they're both not fire, so you might think if you're allowed to do this, well, you're allowed to do that one. No, we're not goes there. People are not going to get confused between cooking in the sun and cooking in remetz. Mishanashru, they're related to the line about the wet clothes. I'm review the Maraf. Important line. Any place where the Chachamim say something is asur mishum maris ayin, so then that act is also asur, even where nobody's going to see it. B'chadri chadarim. Tznanai, the Mishnah, our Mishnah says, Shotcha b'chadarim av lo kenegadam. Our Mishnah says otherwise, that you're allowed to take off the clothes, the wet clothes, and put it somewhere to get dry, as long as people aren't going to see it. So the Gemara answers Tanoihi, the Tanya Shotcha b'chadarim av lo kenegadam, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Ostrin. So this is, there are Mishnayos all over the place, on both sides of the issue, about whether something that's usher because of maris ayin, is that usher even in a place where people aren't going to see it? So this is a major major issue. The Shulchan Aruch, we pass it, at least in this context. We pass it in the Chumra. If you Mishrasha Kela b'mayim, holik b'evin achoshes. If they're wet, you can just keep walking with them. This is in Mishnah Aleph Sif Mem Hey. V'lo yishtachem l'nagvan mipnei maris ha'ayin. You can't hang them up. Shelo yachshedu shekipsan b'shabbes. V'afilu b'chadri chadarim she'ain sham roam aser. So that is the halacha. That if they even chadri chadarim, you're not allowed to hang them up. But that's what we hold. Let's say you come back from you were in the rain and your clothing is soaking wet. You're not allowed to hang them up at a place at home where it's an asamid rabbanan, to hang them in a place where you usually hang up your freshly laundered clothes. Also, you have a laundry room, so you're not allowed to hang up your soaking wet clothes in your shirt, your socks, in that place. So what do you do? So there are certain heterim that you have to know, built-in heterim, that the Chachamim never answered in this case. A, if you hang it up in a way that you never hang up laundry, put a shirt on a doorknob. You don't want to put it on a doorknob. That's not included in the issue. People aren't going to think that, right? If you put it on a hanger, not on a doorknob. A. B, if it's not soaking wet, the poskim say. If it's just a little bit wet, that's also not a problem, because people aren't going to be choshesh. It's just if it's what we call tofeach amanas la'atfiach. It's so wet that if you touch it, you're going to get your finger wet, you're going to be able to get something else wet. Number two. Number three, if Shlomo Zalman has a heter, that if it's anything that's normally dry cleaned, that's also bichlal, not included in our gzera. Because let's say you have your suit jacket that's soaking wet. Nobody cleans their suit jacket in a washing machine. Right, you take it to a dry cleaner. So that also was never included in the Xavier. You're allowed to hang them up on a hanger in the bathroom, it's fine. Or a coat. Nobody, you don't wash a coat. But something like a white shirt people might put in the washing machine. Socks and anything like that. It's something that you would clean at home. So, and it's soaking wet. So that there's a Xavier Drabbanan to hang that in a place where you normally hang your laundry clothes. Because that would be Asr Mishum Marisai. Okay. There is also a discussion whether there's Maris Ayin on a chashash that people are going to think you did an Issa Derabanan. We pass in Lakula on that question. The only type of time there's a Maris Ayin is that people are going to be choshed you that you are doing an Issa Deraisa, but not if you're doing an Issa Derabanan. That's what the Rush says in our Gemara. And by the way, just there Maris Ayin, what's the basis of Maris Ayin? There are generally two ways to view Maris Ayin. That people are going to see you doing this bad thing, and therefore what? And therefore, A, they're going to think badly of you. That's one type of Maris Ayin. Or B, what's the other type? They're going to cut to do it. So those are just two, that's also sometimes called the difference between Maris Ayin and Chshad. We had Chshad in the Hanukkah Gemaras. But those are two ideas behind Maris Ayin. They're going to just think badly of you, and I'm not allowed to put people into that position. Or they're going to do it themselves. Amar Rav Huna, HaMenayir Taliso B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos. Says the Gemara on top, if you shake out your talis, which means like your shirt, your begging on Shabbos, you're chayiv achatos. Wow. So what are you doing? What are you shaking out your begging from? So Rashi says on top, min ha'afar. Rashi says, we referred to this Rashi a couple days ago, if you shake out your talis from the dirt, from the stuff, from the dry dust on it, chayiv b'da'araisa. Rashi says, shezehu libuna. This is its cleaning. This is its cleaning. What's Rashi trying to prevent you from thinking? Look at Tosas. Tosas on top, Pirsh Rabbeinu Chananel, min hatal sha'alav. We're not talking about dirt. We're talking about dew or something wet. The hainu kibus v'libut chayiv chatas. But Tosas says, but here min ha'afar, k'dish v'kudjus inir she'ishayach libut. What, just getting dirt, just going like this, shaking, rubbing dirt off your hat, off your jacket? That's not libut, says Tosas. What are you talking about? But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Amar talis b'da ofer chayiv chatas." And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, this is a discussion in the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you look in Simon Shin Bei Sif Aleph, whether there is libud shayach without water, whether daraisa libud daraisa shayach without water, whether if you just shake off your beged, is that a problem? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he does not quote this. But if you look at the Ramah. Yesh omrim de osr lanar beged min avak sha'alav im makpid alav a tov lachush ledvarav. Rashi. The Shishitas Rashi. That even if it's just dirt, dust on my shirt or on my jacket, it is also potentially a libud problem. But there are limitations, as the Gemara is about to say. V'lo amrim l'bachadati, that's only if it's something new. A new beged, where it's really going to make a difference when you brush off your jacket. But if it's old, then it's really not going to make a difference in the cleanliness of the item, there's no problem. It's only by black, by white, or by red, in the most important line, and this is all where a person is usually usually makpid on this dirt, and he wouldn't normally go out with this dirt on his jacket. In other words, this libun without water, even according to Rashi, is not like other libuns. Other libuns, if I wash a spot with water, that is libun d'oraisa. It doesn't matter whether I'm makpid about it, that I would normally walk outside with this stain or not. That's libun. But this type of libun is more subjective. It only applies where a person would normally be makpid on it. Meaning, if I have a little dirt on my jacket, and I would walk out with it, you know, like this, I don't have to clean it. But, you know, right now it's Shabbos, and that's why I want to even look even nicer. So that doesn't make it that I'm makpid on it in general. If normally I would go out without brushing it off, that is not called libud, and you're allowed to brush it off. Only if you normally would be, if your whole jacket's dirty, and you normally wouldn't walk outside like this, then you can't brush it off, because that would be called a libud. How does Tosfos read that line? Why does Tosfos say, I guess, Tosfos would say also, tal is different than mayim. Maybe tal is not as, you know, connected to libud. That's why the Mishnah Berurah advises here that when you put your jacket or your hat down somewhere on Shabbos, make sure you put it down in a way that it's not going to get dirty. Meaning whether you put the brim up or down, or you don't throw your jacket somewhere where it's going to get dusty, and you're going to have to brush it off afterwards. You've got to roas hanolad and make sure that that you put it down in a certain place. Actually, the Bir Halacha has a suffix. Does it go by the one doing the brushing off or by the one wearing it? Let's say I'm going to brush off your jacket. So what if I'm makpid and you're not makpid, or vice versa? So he has that suffix. He thinks it goes out by the menayer, the one who is brushing it off. But again, that's an important halacha that not everybody's aware of brushing off and cleaning off jackets from dirt and dust and not from water. Ula ikl papadisa, ula wa papadisa. Chazer Rabbanan took up an afsigli mayu. He saw that the Rabbanan used to brush off their jackets on Shabbos. Amar kamachal and Rabbanan Shabbos. They're being machal Shabbos. Remember. The language of the Gemara is Chayav Chatzos. We're talking about Isuri Daraisa here. Amar lehu Rabbi Yehuda told the Rabbanan there, the Fusilei Ba'apeh, you know, brush it off right in front of him. Don't worry about it. Analo Kavdin and Midi. We're not makpid about it, because we're not usually makpid about it. So you might ask, why are they brushing it off? That's the answer. The Sfas Hamas explains that they're not makpid about it during the week, and just Shabbos, they want to be extra careful because of Kavod Shabbos. That's not called makpid. They're still called not makpid. Abaye Havi Kavi Kami the Rav Yosef. Abaye was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Amar lehavli kumtoi. Can I have my hat? So as Rav Yosef is handing the hat to Abaya, he sees that there's tal on it. So he doesn't want to give it to him. Rashi explains from the word lo sachsom shor bedisho. He wants to prevent him from getting it. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. I'm not makpid about it. So again, according to Tosfos, this is exactly haraya, right? But you see, we're talking about tal. According to Rashi, you'd have to say that these two cases are different. Here it's tal, but earlier it was talking about afar. Amar Yisrael by Yosef, Amar Yochanan. So the Mishnah was talking about cases of coming in from the outside, coming into the city on Shabbos with your wet clothes. So now the Gemara talks about similar cases of coming in to the city. Hayotzi b'talis b'kubelis b'dachas lo akseifa b'Shabbos. If somebody's wearing a talis on his shoulders on Shabbos, Rashi explains this, that you have like a talis on you, but the back of it isn't hanging down like it normally is, but the back of it is hanging over your shoulders. You picked up the back of the bega, your garment, and you put it over your shoulders. So is that considered carrying? It's folded over on top of your shoulders. Is that considered wearing, or is that called carrying? So says the Gemara, chayiv chatas. That is not the normal way of wearing this garment, and therefore you'd be chayiv chatas. Remember, anytime you carry something outside without an Erev, it has to be called wearing, but it can't be called carrying. And here, it's not a normal way of carrying, and therefore, not a normal way of wearing, therefore it would be called carrying and be chayiv chatas. Tanya nami hachi, also, sochri ksus hayotze betalisos mekubalos umanachra ksefa b'shabes, people who sell clothing, who go out with it folded on their shoulders, chayav chatas, right? Chayav chatas also. Philosoph Rexus Bilvad Amru, and it doesn't only apply to the merchants who sell clothes, El Kol Adam, El Shadakan Shabakh, let's say, it applies to everybody. The Brisa just says the sellers, because they usually go out like this. The Chedvani Hayosi Bimos, Ruin Lobisadino, and a storekeeper who goes out carrying his money belt, like a bag of money, chayav chatas. That also is chayav chatas. That's a normal way of carrying something out, and it's extra. Velo Chedvani Bilvad Amru, and not only a Chedvani himself. Again, this applies to anybody who carries out money on Shabbos, but It's the derech of the chenbari to do it. That's why he says the halacha by a chenbari. Vaharatanin Yosef b'sidar shalak seifan, and the ratanim, people from the place, this was a place called Ratan. The ratanim can go out with a handkerchief on their shoulder. Maybe let's call it like a scarf, because that's called wearing. That's called clothing. And it also applies to anybody. It just says the halacha by ratanim because they usually wear this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa b'Herkanes b'Roshar b'Lozer b'Herkanes. Story of Hyrcanus, the son of Elazar ben Hyrcanus. You see, he was named after his grandfather, even in those days. Hyrcanus, the son of Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Sheyatza b'suda shalak seifa b'Shabbos. Who went out with his sudar on his shoulder on Shabbos, Ela shenima k'shur lo betzbo, but connected from the scarf, he had a string connected to his finger, because he was worried, he didn't want it to fall off, and then maybe he'll have to carry it. When the Chachabim heard about it, Amru, afilu eini makrochalod be'etzbo. You know, even if it's not tied onto your finger, because we're not worried, there's something that doesn't fall off, it stays on, it's called a baguette, so even without the finger, on the finger, it would be mutter. Darash of Nachman bar Rav Chisda, b'shpeid Rav Chisda, halacha afavi she'eini makrochalod be'etzbo osav, right? Even if it's not tied onto your finger, it is mutter. Ula iglala be'asi barhini, boy, mine ma'olasas marzei b'shabbos. They asked him, can you make a marzev on Shabbos? What's a marzev? We'll see in a minute. Amalu, hachi amarebi, Eloi, hachi amarebi, Eloi, osir lasas marzev b'shabbos. You can't make a marzev. So marzev usually means a gutter. That's what we had yesterday, but here it doesn't. My marzev, what's a marzev? Amarev zera, kisi bavlayasa. Kisi are pockets of bavlayasa from Bavel. If you look in Rashi, Rashi explains basically what we call a hem. If your bottom of your pants are a little too long, you're going to fold them up and sew them up in order so that you'd be able to walk. That's like a pocket in there. The Babylonian pockets, pockets of Bavel. And you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos because it is Makim Epatish, some type of tikkun being misakin the kli. By the way, I forgot to mention, the top Gemara about Menar Taliso, the Pasha of the Gemara, that is Libun. The Rabbam, when he quotes that Gemara, he assumes it's Makim Epatish. It's some stage where it's totally not just a regular Libun case, but after a tailor makes a beged, he like shakes it off in order to get off all the dust from the stages of preparation of the beged. So the Rambam puts that into Makom Bepatish. And the Ravid argues is it's a Liban Gemara. It's like the Rambam formulates that as Makom Bepatish, which might connect to this Gemara, because this Gemara is also about a Makom Bepatish case. Yeah. Oh, so roll it up. So rolling up your kid's pants, if they're too long, it's okay. This is specifically sewing them, right? If it says koflin umachzikin osan al yidei chutin, right? You hold it by strings. Just rolling it up is not a tikkun, because that's not going to be permanent, as we'll see in a minute. But doing a thread, I guess besides the tfira issues, you know, you have the issue of lack of a patish. Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yosef Kavi, Rabbi Zera, Amarlei, Rabbi Yirmi is sitting in front of Rabbi Zera, and he asked him, Hachimai, if I do it this way, what's the halacha? Amarlei Aser, Hachimai, Amarlei Aser. So he showed him a few different ways. One with the way was Aser, and the other way was also Aser. Amar Papa, Nakar Hakala Biatcha. This is the rule. Kol Adaita Dilach Nufe Aser. Anytime that your das is to permanently gather it there, so it stays there, so that's Aser. That's in a permanent way, that's going to be Aser. Kol Dil Hisna Shari. But if something is done just to look nice, Lehisna, as Rashi says, Lafisha, temporary, that would be Mutter. Maybe, Beryl, that's like your case. If you're just rolling up pants that are a little too long, that would be Lehisna. So you want to just make it look nice for Shabbos, but it's not going to remain there in a permanent way. Kihadra Fishi, Breder Abidi, Duravidi, Misnah Bisadino Havi, just like Rav Shita, Duravidi used to be Misnah Bisadino, used to make his sadin, his sheet that he used to wear around on him, he used to make that nice, and that would be in a temporary way, and that's why it would be mutter. Yasser Abdimi, Amar Pamachas, Yasser Rebbe Lasada, Rebbe Watai went out to the field. Vayushnei Tzidei Taliso Munachan Akseifo, and the two sides of his talis were on his shoulder. Rashi here explains that it's not like the previous case where you had the back of it up on the front of your shoulders, but it's the front of the baguette hanging down up on your shoulders from the front. So Rashi says it's a different case than earlier. Amar Lefanav, Yeshua ben Zeruz. This person said to Rebbe, Yeshua ben Zeruz ben Chamav shor Rabbi Meir. This person, who was the son of Zeruz, who was the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Bezulah chay Rabbi Meir chatas. Didn't Rabbi Meir say that you're chayav a chatas in this way? It's not a normal way of carrying it. Amar like Dikdik Rabbi Yad Khan. Rabbi Meir was so medaktik. He said this is a problem. I didn't know. Shilshar Rabbi Taliso. So he put it down so it would hang down normally. Version A. Version B, Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Lo Yeshua ben Zeruz Havi, El Yeshua ben Kifusai, Ha Yechasash Rabbi Akiva. Right, you got the person wrong, that's who it was. Amar, and He said, "Bzulochi Rabbi Akiva Chatas." Did Rabbi Akiva say that you're chayva chatas? Amarlo dikti Rabbi Akiva arkan. So he says the same reply. Rabbi Akiva was so medaktig. Shulshar Rabbi Taliso. So he put it down because he didn't realize it. Version three. Ki asa Rav Shua bar Rav Yehuda Amar nishal itvar. It never happened. It was just a shaila that Rabbi asked, would this be mutter? And they told him that no, it would be chayva chatas. So three verses where the Rabbi actually did it, and there's a difference about who, which people were involved, or it was just a shaila in the base medrash. Okay, Mishnah. Haroches b'mei ma'aro b'mei tveria. Somebody washes in the mei ma'aro, in a mikvah or a mei tveria, v'nis tapag, and he dries himself, afilu be'eser aluntios, even with 10 towels, lo yavim biyado, you can't bring them in your hand. We're going to see in the Gemara, because there's a chash of schita. Even if you use 10 towels, we're going to see what's the even. Even though if one person uses 10 towels to dry themselves, each of those towels aren't going to be wet at all. Right? If you use 10 towels, they're all going to be pretty dry. But even so, is it iser to bring them? Because you might come to be sochet them, right? If you have something, a dove or a beged that's wet, you have to be careful how to handle it. But 10 people can dry themselves with one towel, their whole body, and they can bring it, because as we'll see in the Gemara, when there's a lot of people, they will remind each other, and they won't violate an iser of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses a similar case, in Reish Ayin Hevav, that's the case which we had a couple of months ago, there's a case of reading next to a light that you might be mata, a candle. So it says the Shulchan Aruch there, you're not allowed to read next to a light. We have the story of Rabbi Shmuel. If you remember, Shmuel read, and he says, Ani Kori Velo Ateh. But the Shulchan Aruch there says, V'davke Echad, only one person can read next to the light. Aval Shayim Koran B'yachad, but two people can. Shibai Echalahat, that's Kirda Chaveir, because the other person will remind each other. The Mishnah Berurah here says, this is only mutter by Kriya, because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. By a Dvar Mitzvah, we'll rely on two people to remind each other. But if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, we wouldn't allow it. So again, that's what you must be saying. He's talking about here. He's talking about time when he went into the May Tveria. Either it was B'dievet, he shouldn't have gone. But otherwise, the time we rely on this heter of people reminding would be by a Dvar Mitzvah. Second half of the Mishnah. Sachar Mamash Mishnah Avalo. One is allowed to be sach, to anoint themselves and massage the muscle where they anointed themselves if they're putting on some type of loose oils on Shabbos. As we mentioned yesterday, it can't be thick at all because that would be Mareach. Avalomis Amlin. When it's allowed to be mit amel. What does that mean? That means to massage yourself very strongly, in a strong way. Avalomis Garin, and you can't scrape yourself with a brush because that Rashi here would say would be Uvda Dechol. That would be a normal way they used to do during the week, and it would be Uvda Dechol. What about massaging yourself in a very harsh way, what would be the problem? So that's part of the larger gzeira that we had on Dafnun Gimel, and that is shchika samamanim. Anything used or done for medicinal purposes, one is not allowed to do that action if it's nikar that it's being done for medicinal purposes. Ein yardim, meaning like, we'll get to other examples. Ein yardim lo kardimo, you can't go down to kardimo, which is a type of river. We'll get to why in the Gemara. You can't go there on Shabbos. Face osana piktivizin, we had this earlier, which means you're not allowed to take a certain type of medicine that will make you throw up, to vomit, because that also is something that is l'shem refua. Ve'ein ma'atzvin es ha-katan, and you can't straighten out the bones of the katan after the baby is born. And obviously we're not talking about a case of Pikuach Nefesh. We're talking about a case where there's something, maybe you have to straighten out certain of his bones that you can wait till after Shabbos, and it's not a sakana. Then machzir is a shever, and you're not allowed to also put back a broken bone that on Shabbos. Again, all these cases we're talking about where you could do it after Shabbos as well. If somebody's hand or leg gets dislocated, comes out, lo yitrefen b'tzonein, you can't soak it in cold water because that was the normal way to heal those that problem, but you could rinse it normally in the regular way of rinsing, and if it gets healed, it gets healed. We'll talk about each of these in the Gemara. The first line says Meima'ara and compares it to Mei Tveria. Ma Mei Tveria Chamin, just like Mei Tveria is warm, is naturally heated by the springs, Af Meima'ara Chamin. So it's my favorite Mishnah that you could take, that you could go into a cave even with warm water. And it talks about somebody washing themselves. So the Gemara says, Harochets. It doesn't say Mutter Lerchots, but it says Harochets. One who washes, Mashma Tzeyevet in Lechachilo Lo. Mashma, we're talking about somebody who went in, but you're not allowed to go in. Mechlal, Mashma, that the only problem is somebody who goes in. But what about somebody who gets water poured on them? The lishtativ kol gufo, splashed with that our Mishnah holds, that taking a shower, for example, afil lechachilu shaper dami, would also be mutter. Mani, who is this? Like Reb Shimoni. This is like the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Tanya, which the Brisa says, Leishadiv adam b'mechavim b'mitzonin dibur b'meir. Meir says you cannot take a shower. You can't wash yourself even in cold water on Shabbos. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon is matir, and that's the diak that we have from our Mishnah. Reb Yehuda omer b'chamin aser b'tzonin mutter. Reb Yehuda says no, hot water is aser, b'tzonin is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah already says, and this is what the Mishnah before, kasvu aposkim, that the minog is not to be roches at all on Shabbos. Again, going into a mikvah, we'll say mitzvah, that's a separate issue. But the Mishnah already says that our minhag is not to wash ourselves at all on Shabbos. How do you dry up after a mikvah? Very carefully. Right? You have to drip dry the hair. You got to be very careful with the hair because we paskin yishchit b'seir midra banan. You got to be very careful with the hair. By the way, the Ritva says the whole deek of the Mishnah is because the Mishnah should have just said harochet for this topic. The ikur of the Mishnah is talking about the issue of schita. So why do you have to say meima ara meitveria? Don't leave that whole thing out. So the Ritva says that's the deek of the Gemara because the fact that it says those things is actually trying to tell us a certain halacha about hishtatfas al haguf. Was Chavit Feri included? No, Chavit Feri is mutter. Chavit Feri is mutter. So that's the diak. That Chavit Feri is mutter. We assume Mei Ma'ara, which is something that you created and you just put it in there to keep warm, that would also be mutter. Yeah, Dovi.
Wiping the towel, you're worried about the towel getting wet, so squeeze it.
Mm-hmm. Wiping with the towel is because you're worried. Two things you're worried about squeezing out the water from the hair, though mida araisa, there's no schita b'seir we had because let's say the water's not absorbed in the hair at all, it's just trapped in between the hairs, but still it's near a k'schita, and that's why it's also mida rabbanan to do that. A. B, the second issue is, are we worried about squeezing from the towel afterwards? That's step two, but we are so go ahead. No, but go, just shaking, that's okay because that's not squeezing out. Yeah. If somebody is bald, right? So somebody wants to ask me about taking a shower on Yontif. So I was talking to him about, you know, this different issues about taking a shower on Yontif. So one of the issues, I said, don't get your hair wet. So he says, what hair? Right? So there are some milas to that too. One shouldn't think that it's all downhill. Okay, fifth line. Finish topic afilu be'eser aluntiyo. So the Mishnah says the person could dry themselves even with 10 towels. Reisha Rabusa Kamashmalam, Sefer Rabusa Kamashmalam. Each, the Reisha and the Sefer are each coming to teach me something. Reisha Rabusa Kamashmalam. The Reisha is coming to teach me something. The Reisha, which says that a person, even if he uses 10 towels, it's also for him to carry them. Dafilu hani dilona fishibuhumaya. Even if he used 10, which they don't have too much water in them, keep it the chadhu, since he's only one person, also the ischita. We're worried and therefore he can't carry the towels back to where he was going. The Sefer Abu Sakamashwan, and the Sefer is also coming to teach me something. The Sefer, which says that if you have 10 people, even if they use the same towel, where it's soaking wet. So Afilu Hani Denefishi Bhumaya, even in this case, where these towels that have so much water in them, Kiba Dirabim Ninhu Midkiri Ahadadi. Since there are many people, we assume they're going to remind each other, and it's not going to be a problem. Tana Rabbanon, Mistabik Adam Malutis Umenicha Bachalon, a person is allowed to dry themselves with a towel and leave it in the window, like put it on the windowsill by the bathhouse. Veloyim serena lu yarin, but you shouldn't directly give it to the people who work in the bathhouse. Bresha chashudin aloso davar, because they're chashud on that thing. What's that thing? Rashi says schita. That's what we're talking about. They want to reuse these towels. So if they're going to take it, they're going to squeeze it out. They're going to make it look as good as doing. They're going to give it to somebody else. So that's why you can't give it directly to them, because that is helping them. Be sochet. Aye, what about, they're going to do it anyway? You know, you put it down, they're going to pick it up. This, besides lifnei iver, there's an issue of misayel l'dvar aveira. Even if somebody's going to do something anyway, there's still an issue of your being involved in helping somebody do an aveira. That is also a problem. Reb Shimon says, mistabik ba'alutas achas b'biya b'yadol toch b'eser. Reb Shimon argues on our Mishnah. Reb Shimon says you could dry yourself with a towel and carry it to wherever you have to go. Amalei, by the Reb Yosef, hilchas amai, who do we paskin like? Amalei, ha Reb Shimon, ha Rebbe, ha Shmuel, ha Rebbe Yochanan. These four great rabbis all say it's mutter. Where are those great rabbis? Reb Shimon Ada Amr, and Reb Shimon we just mentioned, that he says Beferish. Rebbe says the following, Detanya, Amr Rebbe, Kshayin Elamed in Torah, is Reb Shimon B'Tekawa. When we were learning Torah with Reb Shimon in Tekawa, Hayinu Ma'alin Shemin V'Aluntas Michatz L'Gav, we used to carry up oil, I guess what they used to use to anoint them, to rub on themselves after the shower, V'Aluntas, you could carry oil and towels, Michatz L'Gav, Mikag L'Karpev, from the Chatzah to the Gag, from the Gag to the Karpev. Rashi here notes that these are, they were with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that holds hold that all courtyards and roofs and carpets are all the same rishus. That's what we're going to have that in Maseches Erevin, Bez Hashem. But so that's why they were able to go from place to place to place. Until we got to the Mayan, where we used to wash. And Lachora, Rashi here explains, they didn't leave the towels there. They brought them back from where they washed. So that's why that's where Rebbe says that it's mutter. Shmuel, where does Shmuel say it's mutter? Shmuel says it's mutter. You could wash yourself and bring the towel back to your house. So they all hold mutter. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that it's mutter? The halacha says that halacha is like any anonymous Mishnah, and our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan had a name in our Mishnah. It wasn't anonymous. It was Ben Chachinoi who said it. And therefore, he doesn't have to hold of it. The Uyarin, these people who work in the bathhouse, can bring the towels for the women to the bathhouse. Ovashi is Kasiman Rosh of Ruban, but they have to be worried about Chotzah. You can't carry them throughout without an Erev, so you have to wear them. So wear them, cover your head and the robe of your body with it, and then it would be mutter. Sachnisa, this other type of beged, tzarech lekasher beiz rasha lamata. When you wear it on your head, you got to tie it up underneath. Underneath what? Amar b'chei baraba, amar b'yochanan, lamata miktafayim. It was some type of beged that covered your whole upper part of your body, and you tie it under your shoulders, so you have to tie it so that it doesn't fall off, and therefore you might come to carry it if it falls off. Amaluhu rava l'bnei mechuzah. Rava used to tell the people of his city in mechuzah, ki mavriso mani l'bei chela, when there is a non-Jewish army outside the city, and therefore you have the obligation in order to bring them stuff, to bring them clothing, etc., to help them out. When you go out to take them to bring them clothing, sharvivu behu lamata miktafayim. Let the clothing that the begadim that you bring out to them hang down under your shoulders, so it's considered wearing and it's not considered carrying. That's the ikar rule in all of these gemaras. Sachar mamashmashin. You're allowed to be sach. You're allowed to anoint yourself and rub the oil into your body on Shabbos. Taner Rabbanan. That's what the Mishnah says. Sachar mamashmashin the b'nei ma'ayim Shabbos. You're allowed to rub the oil on your stomach on Shabbos. Just do it differently than you do during the week. How can you do it differently? On Shabbos, first put it on and then massage your body. Because on weekday you did it the other way. Do it all together. That way is the unusual way. But you can't rub your body, massage your body hard, because that is included in the gzera of healing. Usur for a person to stand on the ground of the yumsis. The yumsis, Rashi explains, and the Gemara explains, is some type of river that was very salty, like the Dead Sea, and it was a healing type of, it healed all of your wounds, therefore you're not allowed to go in there on Shabbos, because that's nikar, that's what you're going in there for. Rav says that the Diyumsis has 21 days where the healing powers are unbelievable. These 21 days. And Shavuos is one of them. So Gemara says, Atzeres l'hagisa l'hagisa. Is Shavuos the last day or the first day of these 21 days? Tashma d'armer Shmuel, kulu shakyani midivcha varatzarta malu. Shmuel said, again, Shmuel the doctor, says all liquids from divcha, dalin and zayin switch in Aramaics, mizivcha, as if it said, from the day of the carbon, that means Pesach, mizivcha varatzeres, all the liquids from Pesach to Shavuos malu, that's when they are great. So therefore, so to hear, we assume the Diyumsis is Shavuos is the ending day, because Pesach to Shavuos is special healing powers. Some of the Chassam Sofer here and others, Chronim explained that in Iyar, for some reason, there are special healing powers in that time of year. Iyar, which between Pesach and Shavuos. Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. That's what some of the Sfarim say. That's what there's certain the Mazalos of Iyar. So that's why Pesach v'Atzeres. So therefore, isn't Shavuos the ending point? The Gemara said, no raya. This is what Shmuel says, liquids, Shavuos is at the ending point. Maybe going into this river, Shavuos could be the beginning. Why? Dilma hasam hu dekama dekara amamali. Maybe liquids like a cooler, so earlier in the year, right? Springtime. Aval hacha, but by the Diyumsis, mishum hevlahu, it's because of the spray and the hevel, and the what's the word for the steam that goes up from the water? So maybe there it's better if it's later in the year, and therefore maybe Shavuos would be the beginning time. So no raya that when these 21 days are, whether Shavuos is at the beginning or at the end. Amar bichal bo chamra de prugaisa umaya de diumsis kipcho eser shvatim Yisrael. Wine of this special paste prugaisa and the water of this diumsis they got rid of and they cut off 10 shvatim in Israel. And Rashi here explains because as an onesh, the 10 shvatim used to have a lot of enjoyment by these tanuge olam hazeh. And Rashi says shahayu baalei hana'a va'asukin bakach v'lo hayu oskin batorah. And there was too much involved in these ta'anugim that they weren't osik in Torah. Rav Elazar ben Arach ikla lahasam. Rav Elazar ben Arach, the great Rav Elazar ben Arach, went there for a vacation. Imshech basrayu, and he got pulled literally by these ta'anugim. Yakar Talmudei, if he got his learning, he hadar when he came back from this. Also, come the mikri b'sifra, he got up to. They gave him an aliyah. Bo the mikri achodesh zalachem. He was about to read achodesh zalachem. He couldn't even read Hebrew. Amar acherish haysalibam. He, instead of reading Achodesh HaZalachem, he says, Hayacherish Hayalibam. Their hearts were silent, meaning as a reference to him. And the Marsha says, Dafka Achodesh HaZalachem, because that's the first mitzvah. Right? According to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should have started with Achodesh HaZalachem. So, boy, Rabbanan Rachmei Alei, Rabbanan davened for him, Bahadur Talmudei. And he got his Gemara back. Again, how did somebody else daven that somebody else should remember? Okay, that's the story. That like the story of Maseches Brachos, that right, Rameir davened that the other people do tshuva. So again, this have some stories like this. So they daven for him, and he remembered. V'hainu d'tnan, and this is what it says in Perkei Avos. Reb Nehurai Omer, Habigolo l'makom Torah. You should always go to a makom Torah. V'al tomer l'shitabar acharecha. Don't say that it'll follow after you. Shechaveirecha yikamu biyatcha. That your friends will come and they'll remind you. No, don't look at it that way. V'al bidascha al tishoin. Don't just rely on your own bina. You really have to take precautions before you go there. In fact, I saw the Rav Bar Tanura on that mission in Perkei Avos says. Don't say that it'll come after you. You know, many times, like I say this to my Talmidim, many times they say, okay, I'll get the notes. You know, it's okay, I'll get the notes. I don't need to come to the shir. Don't say, it's not the same going to getting it from your friends. You got to go to your Rebbe. You got to have it from, you got to hear it from the Rebbe. You can't just rely on your chaver. Chaverim are important, but that's one different, another way to interpret the Mishnah. Tana, lo Reb Nehurai Shemo, Reb Nechemya Shemo. His name really wasn't Reb Nehurai, that was his nickname. His real name was Reb Nechemya. Varmila Reb Elazar ben Arach Shemo, that was his real name. Really, Reb Nehurai was Reb Elazar ben Arach, who this story took place, so maybe that's why he said this story. V'lama Nikra Shemo Reb Nehurai, that's why he said this statement, because of the story. V'lama Nikra Shemo Reb Nehurai, why did they nickname him Reb Nehurai? Sheman hir eini chachamim b'halacha, because he lit up the eyes of the chachamim in halacha. Remember, even though the story took place, if it's the same person, he was able to light up the chachamim's eyes in halacha. Avalomis garin, the Mishnah had said, you're not allowed to comb yourself with this comb on Shabbos, because again, this is something that he used to do, l'shem refua. Tanur abanan, ein garin b'magares b'Shabbos, you can't use this comb on Shabbos. Rav Gamliel omer, im hayu raglav melulachas betidu, but so agor kedarko. If you're full of mud, and you're using the comb to get the mud off, then obviously it's mutter. The eino choshesh, you don't have to be worried, because that it's nikar that you're not doing it this refua. Right? Just like many things, if you're drinking something, that's also food. That's not nikar. That it's l'shem refuah. It's mutter. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda abdilei ema megarar to the kaspa. The mother of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda made him a special silver comb to use on Shabbos. Therefore, it's nikar that he was using something different on Shabbos. There is no problem, as Rashi mentioned on the Mishnah of Uvdin Dechol. Rav Avadia Yosef uses this line among others in the toothbrush discussion. Out of the many issues of toothbrushing, so one of them is uvdu techol, using the same toothbrush on Shabbos and on weekday. So Rav Adi Yosef says you have to have a different, you should have a different toothbrush on Shabbos because of uvdu techol. So this is a similar case that he had a special toothbrush on Shabbos. And the last line, in Yordan l'kardima, my taima, why shouldn't you go down to this kardima, into this river on Shabbos? My taima shem pika. Rashi explains pika, you might slip. And if you slip, then your clothes are going to get wet. And when you get wet, you might come to do schita. The way the Rif learns this Gemara is that, no, you might slip and it'll be a sakana. And people are going to have to save you. And you can't put yourself into a sakana. So maybe it's even also during the week, some ask. But at least on Shabbos, you don't, the way Rif explains it is that it will be tircha yaseira for people to have to jump in and get you out. Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif would be, could you go in without clothes on? Then there's no issue of schita, but there's still an issue of saving you. Okay, so we'll stop here by the Pictavizen. And Be'ez Hashem, we will... Let's now say slichus. Again, I apologize for having to, having able to give it as much time, but there are other needs, and we gotta do what we have to do.